Coming off a two-week birthday vacation, I'm Schmitty. This is Talking Schmidt. Today on the show, Lance Conklin, boys and girls. Born in Jersey, grew up in Florida. He's down in Ramona on the ramp. Outdoors, a little windy, but it's a good one. Whether it be gone showing him a nose blunt for the first time, turning pro for Pal Peralta, going to Europe for the first time with Tony Hawk. The dude's got a lot of stories. He interviewed Slayer at Disneyland, jumped into the submarine ride, got a sequence in Big Brother. Fucking legend. Love Lance. And he'll be the first to tell you, skateboarding is not for half steppers.
I look at skateboarding, there's sometimes things that are done are almost magical. Like the skill involved to do some of this shit, fearlessness. Like, there's certain tricks I've seen lately. Like, I'm just like, that takes some balls, man. Holy crap.
Anyway, hope you enjoy this. Sorry to take a week off last week, but man, I needed it. Oh, what? Derby. We're giving it away this week, kids. Stay tuned for that. We got some new beanies. I got some scripted Talking Schmidt beanies in all kinds of colorways. We got orange, black. We got a blue and yellow for the Warriors. We got some different shits coming soon. So you're going to want to go on talkingschmidt.com and check that out. Rewind this and...
This is Lance Conklin, and you are Talking Schmidt.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Here we go again.
Just give it the old cause turn.
All big dogs in.
Schmitty.
96 times, Schmitty.
Thanks, Schmitty.
We on? Schmitty.
Talking Schmidt.
That's called going to the hospital, bitch.
I be shit my pants, man.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
It's about the one.
Who is this guy? Thinks he's tough shit.
What's up?
We're tastemakers.
Come on, Schmitty, what the fuck?
Let's hear it for Greg Smith.
So according to our statistician, the numbers tell us the female audience out there, not so large. Maybe today's guest can change all that. Live from Ramona, I got episode 95 with my amigo, Senor Lance Conklin.
Hello, Greg.
How are you, dude?
Very good.
How's the after Rumble life down there on the Ramona campus?
It's good. You got to remember, this is a hot rod shop that happens to have a giant vert ramp in the back.
Yeah.
So we do, but you know, work on cars and do this stuff and happen to have skateboarding in the back.
I was thinking about it when I knew that you were going to come on. And is there one car that sticks out as like the sickest car that's gone through there that you guys have worked on?
Fuck. I've been working with Jake since 96. So there's been a lot of cars in magazines. Shit. Just the race car.
Yeah.
The one that Sal bought, Sal Barbier. And we it's a 1953 Ford. And we turned it into a race car. So that one.
Nice.
Because everyone's involved, like Sal and Lance Dawes. It's hard to explain.
Well, I'm going to do a lot of cranny runner up.
Cranston. What, his Dodge just got here?
It's
Jason's fucking cars here.
Yeah, and Nav's had a pretty sick one.
Oh, it's 53.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's here. Yeah. A lot of people come up here, and it's that's the connection. With everything is Jake, who he's a proprietor of this place, but everyone comes up like, my car's broke and this and that. Like, that was for years until this ramp was here. But everybody, like Danny Way, Mm-hmm. Bring his car up. Yeah, fucking, it's pretty rad.
Because Jake's the best. He's fucking super hospitable, knows what he's doing, hard worker, fucking low stress levels. Good dude.
Very good dude.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jake.
Shout out.
Well, this episode actually is coming out on Tuesday, which is this huge electoral day. Do you got any opinions or care about one way or the other on that? Are you voting? Did you vote? Will you vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I study a lot of the man, I don't want to go to politics.
I don't either, but you know, I started the show off with America. Hey,
I don't like this. I don't like this thing with the Great Reset and all this stuff. It's the, you know, the IMF and all. It gets too weird.
Yeah. Well,
you really got it. I've been studying this shit since 1991, and it's just, it's bizarre that I thought it'd be something different than COVID and like everyone wearing masks and stuff. And like, it got the, didn't they lowered it down to a flu, and everyone's still like freaking out, and the news keeps pushing this agenda.
Yeah.
Just not. You know, my mom thinks I'm fucking crazy. So does my brother. But I'm like, the day one, I was like, it's not real. But whatever.
Hmm. Well, we did just celebrate 30 years of Burnside.
Fuck.
Yep.
That place is nuts.
30 years of Burnside. The MAG just turned 40. We just put to the press our 40th year anniversary magazine for Thrasher. And last week I turned 51, so it's been a huge birthday month. Scorpios rule in my book. But you on the other hand are not a Scorpio.
No, I was born April 7th, 1971. So in I'm gonna be 50.
You are. This is the big one
in April. Yep, well, 50.
I can guarantee you when you turn 50, you're going to get Hasoy. You're going to get a lot of these dudes welcoming you to the fifth floor. I didn't know what the fuck that shit was. And I turned 50.
Oh, man.
Everyone's like, welcome to the fifth floor. It's like the thing to do. So get ready.
Oh, I'll be stoked, man.
Yeah.
How old's Cap?
He's in his 50s. Probably 50. Yeah. I'm thinking 54, maybe.
We just picked up he's got a Econoline truck. We just picked it up.
Oh.
And he showed us his skateboard collection. It was so insane.
What about his Coca-Cola collection?
I know. Dude. It was cool. Like, you know, you go to Cab's house and he's fucking showing us all this shit. It was so fucking rad. I love it.
Cab leaving San Jose was probably crazier than Tommy leaving San Francisco or Bryce.
Oh, my God.
Or Mickey.
What about
the list goes on. So
what about Mike Carroll?
I know. Florida, you were born there.
Oh no, I was born in Livingston, New Jersey.
Oh shit.
Yeah, my family's all from up north. And then my uncle moved down to Florida and told my dad, he just got out of Vietnam, to come down there, and I was born. Go down there, and my brother's born in St. Petersburg, and there you go.
And your brother's how? What's the difference?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. So you were born in Jersey. You moved down like within a year, and then he was born a year and a half later.
Yeah, okay. He was born September 1st, 1973.
And then what did? Here's my question: did you guys get into skateboarding same day, Christmas Day, with Christmas completes, or what?
1984.
Same day?
Yeah, we both. We both started skating. Here, oh, man. You'll love this.
Yeah.
There's this surf shop, skate shop, called Mad Beat Surf Shop. And John Grigley worked there. So I was going over there, seeing these the Bones Brigade video show, all that stuff,
right.
Watching it. And John Grigley worked there. I didn't know he was a pro skater or anything until, like, I looked in a magazine. I'm like, that's, you know, make the connection. And, dude, that's when the St. Pete ramp was there. You know, his ramp.
Right.
And that started the ball.
So early on, was there skate parks? Like, was Grigley was a vert skater, right? Mm-hmm. So oh, yeah. Was that an influence on you right out of the gates? Like, was yep. there a, was there somewhere to access yes. that?
There was a ramp up the road in Reddington. It's called Reddington Shores. There was a ramp there, and literally learning how to fakie, and then just learning on that stupid ramp. I mean, God, you got to remember, like, that's a long process.
Yeah. But
then when I got in high school, there was a ramp in St. Pete called the Nacho Ramp. The reason it's called the Nacho Ramp because it's Nacho Ramp. It was Bruce Whiteside's ramp.
That's
and
sick.
So I would go to high school with my board, my pads, get made fun of because my shoes had holes in them and all this crazy shit. But I would like leave high school to go to that ramp and make my way home, you know, take the bus home. But like, I was like committed to skateboarding, and this ramp was the shit. It was fucking gnarly. And Bruce and all those guys were very good friends with Paul Schmidt.
Okay.
Yep. And Monty would fucking skate there. And Cleo Monty Coney. Nolder. Yeah, Monty Nolder. Cleo Coney, Tom Nicholson, all these guys that were major influences on me. But Bruce Whiteside was probably number one because that guy ripped. Uh-huh. Best Smith grind you've ever seen in your life.
How close were you to Kona?
Kona's up in Jacksonville, so that's about a three-hour drive.
3 hour? Would you go there at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I still remember that. I think it was 1991, that contest. Remember that photo of Danny Way doing that fucking massive method air from the
– Oh.
Out of into the snake run?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People – that is so gnarly.
To this so day. Right.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah. When I was just down there, me and you were talking a bunch, and Florida, I gotta be honest, it's not my favorite place necessarily, but I have a lot of friends that come from there, and there's no doubt the lineage of rippers, like me and you were talking, it's like blah blah blah. So many fucking good skaters.
Just in my area. Like Tampa Bay area, and then Gainesville, we got Roddy Mullen, Mike McGill, Mike Frazier, the Dare Brothers, John Montesi, my brother Bo Turner. The list can keep going. Then you know, up in Jacksonville, you got like Buck Smith
and Milligan and Alyssa. Where are they from?
Milligan, they're from Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, you got Matt Milligan Reynolds, and you got Evan yep, Smith, yep. Zion
Andrew,
Wright.
Andrew was right outside the Delfinos. Yep.
It's fucking nuts.
Hey, man, we got the boss.
For a while, I thought we were just only giving Sodi to if you were from Florida. That's what I thought. I was like, dude, Evan Smith next, then Delfino, then like.
Right. But, you know, then Brian Schaefer and all those guys from Tampa.
Mm.
I live in St. Petersburg, and then Tampa is like, it's weird. If you look at Florida, there's this weird bay. That's where the pirates used to fucking hide out. True thing. And, you know, Tampa, going from Tampa to St. Pete was a trek. And then their Clearwater ramp, like the Greek, you know Jimmy the Greek?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He's from St. Petersburg?
He's from Clearwater. I think, oh shit, Clearwater. Don't kill me, Greek. we had the Clearwater ramp and all these, you know, there was certain little ramps around everywhere. And like, you know, back in the day, you know, it was a big thing. Like, oh, there's a session and you had to go.
Yeah.
And man, that was the best times ever.
Fuck yeah. What was like one of your first non-local pro that came through town, like, oh shit, so-and-so.
Rob Mertz and Ken Sigafoos.
Oh, this is way back.
Oh, yeah. 80s.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
We had this ramp called the Suncoast Ramp in St. Petersburg. Brian Drake. You know that name?
Brian Drake, yeah.
Yeah. He lived across the street, and I would go from Madeira Beach over to this ramp, and skate every friggin' day, man. That was my vert ramp. It was called the Suncoast ramp.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool shit.
What was like first flow? Like what? Who gave you your first free wheels, trucks, whatever?
John Grigley.
No way. Yes.
I got a board. I got a old ghost. But you know the old ghost boards?
Yeah, for
there's
sure.
There's a hand painted one that he handed it down to me. And then Tom Nicholson gave me stuff. Bruce Whiteside, Cleo Coney.
Hmm.
And then Cleo Coney got me on Tracker Trucks.
So that was your first legit sponsor?
Yeah, Tracker.
Okay. Has Grigley ever been to the Rumble?
Yes, he has.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Does he still skate?
Yes. He's in New York. And
okay.
He skates at, I don't know the name of that place. It's just like a plaza or something with the bowl and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, John still rips.
Okay, yeah. Sick. For some reason, there was a recent John Grigley photo splurge on the social media. Like, there was all these old photos of him.
Yeah.
Dude has sick inverts, like twisted.
He's the man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, Grigley's fucking gnarly.
So, when you were in Florida, did you move to California before you got sponsored, or were you still
in? No. I was in Florida, turned pro in 90?
You turned pro in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I remember still getting that, you know, Stacy Peralta turned me pro.
Dude. And was it a surprise?
Yeah. I won the NSA. I think it was 1989 or 90. The NSA thing in Reno. And then I'm just thinking, like, hey, I won a contest. Cool. And driving back to Santa Barbara. And Stacy goes, I want you to enter the Back to the City contest. I'm like, that's a pro contest. He goes, I know, I'm turning you pro. And I'm like jaw dropping. Oh my God. Like,
damn. That was the same year Phil turned pro, because that was his first contest, Back to the City.
Phil Schau?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think he got second or third. That was shit. Tommy won, right?
Did Tommy win?
Yeah, Tommy won, and Tommy gave his trophy to someone else because Tommy's like, I didn't win, you won. He gave it, I forget who he gave it to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Solomon Aga switch. Like,
I know. So good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We camped overnight because it was in the fountain, and we fucking parked my truck and just slept in there. We were waiting hyped.
Dude, that contest was so fucking rad.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Thinking that, you know, you're in San Francisco, and those fountains are in front of the
City Hall.
City Hall.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. He's like, dude, I'm skating in front of City Hall, and this is amazing.
Okay, we got to backtrack a little bit because you're already pro, but like, you got to talk about getting on Powell. How did that all go down? I mean, that's a childhood dream. You're growing up watching the Bones Brigade video. Like, these are your hugest influences. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're on.
Mike Dare. Mike Dare got spot. Yeah, because Mike Dare knew Mike Vallely.
Okay. Like,
this is so weird. Mike Vallely used to come down and stay with the Dares. And this is like right when Mike Vallely, you remember that shit? Like, it's Mike Vallely.
Yeah.
Like, the gnarliest skater ever. And he's coming down and like, and then George knew Mark Gonzalez and Nadas. So like, God, how can I explain this shit? It's bizarre. Like, you're skating with your dream people.
Right.
And then it just, I don't know. Mike Dare got me on Powell. I'm trying to, the timeline is weird. That's 30 years ago.
I know. It's a little tough to remember. Do you remember like your first trip or something with the crew once you were on or something, or an early memory?
Yes.
Like, dude, I'm in the car with fucking Frankie Hill and fucking Sen, or I forget who's on at the time, but.
All right. We go to, I didn't graduate high school because I was a credit behind. Uh-huh. And then I get Todd Hastings and Jim Fitzpatrick were like, hey, we're going to send you to France with Tony Hawk, Frankie Hill, Ray Barbie. Who else was on there? But I'm going, what? And I'm like, I got to go and finish whatever. Now, you're going there. And my grandfather told me, well, you can always finish high school, right? Yeah. When is the next time you're going to get to go fucking France? Took that advice and went there.
Nice. You. Yeah. So you, that was your first trip to Europe?
Yeah.
Same. With who's the crew?
Tony Hawk, Ray Barbie, Frankie Hill, Bucky Lasik. Fuck, who else?
Was Lance Mountain?
No, I wish. I love Lance. Lance is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So then you guys are like, you're, how long are you am before that Reno contest when you turn pro?
It was that, and then.
Like, what year did you get sponsored in?
88.
And then you went pro, like, 92? 90, around?
90, like, was, like, December of 90, and then 91 happened. 91. So my board came out. Yeah, because Stacy's like, oh, I need you to shape a board. And I'm like, what? And I can't remember his name, the guy at Powell. Like, who's, you know, how do you want your board and all this stuff? And I have the very first one I ever got. Like, I opened the package up. I still have it. And that shape is sick as fuck. Like, I look at it now, I'm like, all right, not bad.
What was the graphic?
This tattoo. It's like a face. Sean Cliver drew it.
Oh, he did? Fuck. Yeah. That rules.
Sean Cliver, he won that. He won that.
Oh, the contest in Big Brother. Shut like the that. Fuck up.
I swear.
Sean Cliver.
Not Big Brother. This was they had it in Transworld, I think.
It was in it was a PAL ad to win. The artist that puts in the best art gets to do our next graphic.
Sean Cliver.
And no one knew who Sean Cliver was at this time. Nope. Sean Cliver wins, and his first graphic is your board?
Yeah.
Damn.
I love Sean.
He's great. Yeah, he's the shit.
Yeah, he's awesome.
One of the best artists. Oh, man. Fuck, the cards just falling into place for you.
They did. And it was a wild ride.
Hell yeah.
But because you got to remember, in 93, when Brian Schaefer started the skate park in Tampa, like Ryan Clements and all these guys, like that whole crew, like those are all my fucking friends, like good friends. And God, the years go by and it's awesome. I'm super proud of Brian and all those guys. It's pretty wild shit.
Do you try to get back there? Do you go to the contest at Tampa still?
Oh, every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one was the best because Bill Weiss goes, he grabs me. Like I walk in, Weiss grabs me. He's like, you got to come over here. Okay. So we go behind where the, this one spot and fucking who do I run to? Clyde Singleton and Kareem Campbell. I was like, no fucking way you guys are here, man. I haven't seen those guys in so long. It was fucking beautiful.
That rules.
Yeah. And then I get to meet all the new guys. You know what I mean? Like all the new skaters and stuff. And
yep.
Yeah. That's my favorite part. Cause like all these kids, God, they're so fucking good now. It blows my mind.
Well, that's what I remember Dennis Buzenitz one time. He hit me up. He's like, dude, how long have you worked at Thrasher? I was like, a long time. He's like, and you're still going to fucking Phoenix Am? And I was like, yeah, because that's where you fucking discover. That's how I saw Ashad before anybody. Nobody knew Ashad, and I knew Ashad because I seen him win Phoenix Am, you know? Like,
I tattooed Ashad.
Oh, sick.
I did his Thrasher tattoo. Shit. I did his Thrasher tattoo.
Fuck.
Years ago.
I'm saying maybe, I don't know. It's hard to say, but he's definitely a good skateboarder. One of the best.
Dude, I see those clips on Instagram and stuff, and it's like, Damn,
that motherfucker skates hard.
He's so good, man.
Many hours. That guy skates all fucking day. He's the first one skating and the last one skating.
He's amazing.
I love this.
Amazing. Shot. I know. I love that guy too. He's so good. It's so great when I see him. He's always just the best, dude.
Fuck yeah. All right. Here's a tough one. Since we're talking about great skateboarders, can we do a top five?
Easily.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Okay.
Top five skateboarders in my book. See, I have a rule about this.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Because we always do this stupid fucking thing. But top five skaters. Mark Gonzalez. Tony Hawk. Matt Hensley.
You went Tony Hawk, Matt Hensley, Mark Gonzalez. And then who's four and five?
Jeff Phillips and Neil Blender. Shit, see? Oh, man. And then there's like...
So Danny Way is not in the top five.
Well, Danny's like he's like a super human.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a lot of things that Danny Way's done that no one will ever do.
I've been to Point X. I was there when they were filming that shit.
Ooh.
No. The gnarliest thing is like I go on top of the giant quarter pipe.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing up there, and he does a 540. It's beyond. It's like 15 feet out.
Yeah.
It didn't. And the craziest part is the wheels. You hear the whoosh, and it lasted for so long. And when he landed, I was just like, and I looked at the camera. This is never. I want that footage. But I'm like, dude, that's Evel Knievel.
Yeah, he really is.
He's an Evel Knievel.
The way Jake talked about, because Jake, Danny wanted Jake to be kind of for going over the wall.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Danny ate shit the night before, and Jake went up and was like, are you okay? And he was like, not really. And
broke his
Jake
ankle.
Said the guy could barely walk, and then the next day he was like, I'm here. I got to fucking do it. It was so Evel Knievel mentality where it's like, fuck. The people are here to see me do this. I got to give it my best shot.
I was at the very first X Games, and I was a judge. And Danny tried a 900 and belly flopped on the coping, flipped into the ramp. Me and Greg Carroll, like, all the, you know, they came around. We were like, get the fuck away, man. We're like, that's our buddy. We brought him to the fucking hospital, right? And I'm thinking, like, Danny's fucked, right? He walks out, like, you know, an hour later. You know, like, basic dude. Like, dude, it was gnarly.
He's
superhuman.
I mean, No, it's insane. Okay, this is probably when I'm thinking Lance Conklin, I'm like, okay, I'm going to interview him. What do I ask him? This is the first thing that comes to my mind. Okay. I got to hear in detail you at Disneyland with the Slayer. And you jumping into the fucking submarine thing. First question on this.
That's fucking true, man.
Tell me the story. Was this preconceived or was this in the moment? I'm going to do this. Like, did you think about
number
this,
one,
you going to do it before you went? No.
I get a call from Danny. Hey, we're going to go to Disneyland and meet Slayer. I'm like, yeah, right. Dude. We go there, and there's a bar outside of Disneyland. That's where we're waiting for him, right?
Uh-huh.
An hour goes by, and we're fucking drinking and shit. And I'm going, calling bullshit on the whole thing. And, dude, can you explain this? We're sitting at the bar, and the fucking door opens. Tom Herrera, Kerry King, Tom Bosoff, and fucking, how am I forgetting this? But they walk in the door, and I'm like, you know, dude. Been listening to Slayer forever.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 1996. Remember this. And I'm going, oh my God. They sit down with us. I'm in between Kerry King and Tom Herrera doing shots of Jägermeister. We get fucking obliterated. Let's go to Disneyland. go to Disneyland. And you know the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
Jump on that ride. And my stupid ass thinks, okay, I want that jacket off that guy. Yeah, I stand up. No, I didn't realize there's cameras and all shit. I'm like, you better sit down. Oh, shit. Spleef.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. No, it just hooked me up.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God. Okay. So I try and do that. You get yelled at by the invisible speakers. And then we get out, and they're like, fuck this. Let's go back to the bar. Because they were like, hey, you guys should leave. And all right, so we're about to get on the monorail to go back to the parking lot. And Jeff Tremaine, you motherfucker, he's like, Lance, you should jump in the water. I'm like, fuck that. And then I heard $100, $200, $300. Slayer, threw like, we'll pay you. Do that, right? Got up to like $500. Like, $500 jump in the water? I'm in. Took all my shit off, jumped in the water. And, no, but the fucking craziest thing, it gets even better, dude. You can just be stuck on this. I go to jail. Like, a jail. And all these cops are talking together. I'm like going, fuck, man, am I going to get beat up or something? And then the one guy comes up, he goes, what did you do? I try and explain the thing. And the one dude knew who Slayer was. He goes, don't worry about it, man. The judge, there's nothing to charge you with. So you're going to get let out at 6:00 in the morning.
No way.
I have no shoes, no wallet, no nothing. I get let out like to the back door in Irvine. Or is it Anaheim? Anaheim. Boom, go out the door. Where do I go? So I sit on a bus bench and, you know, get some sleep and call World Industries, trying to get a hold of Rick Cossack. And he's like, oh shit. And he comes and gets me, brings me some shoes, go back to World Industries. Guess who takes me home?
The guy from Slayer?
No, Dan Stewart.
Oh shit, of course.
He's there delivering a photo. He lives in Carlsbad. I lived in Carlsbad. And I got a ride home with him, and what a great fucking ride home.
Wow.
I love Dan. Dude. Yeah, I love Dan Stewart.
And there was a sequence in Big Brother, right, of you jumping in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the interview with Slayer. You guys interviewed Slayer at Disneyland. That was the article.
That was the article. The
Missed
best part.
Big Brother, right?
So, like, a while later, Slayer played down here in San Diego, and I got them to get me backstage. And I've been, you know, just see them again, and I go, hey, do you remember Disneyland? And they're like, you're the guy. So they all know who, they remember me from that stupid stunt.
That is so sick. Dude, yeah. I just got a fucking text message here from Frankie Hill.
Oh, Frankie. I love Frankie.
He says, ask him what trick Bo Turner taught Frankie at the PAL skate zone.
Dropping in on a couch?
Maybe that, but that's not the answer.
Dropping? No? Okay. Fuck? I don't know.
He says, shove it late kickflip varial.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Turner.
Dude. Were you on any of those crazy missions with Frankie?
Me and Frankie, we've been in Europe, and when I go to Santa Barbara, and like I always hang out. Frankie's the best. Love that guy.
He's super cool. I just kind of got to meet him through this podcast.
Really?
Yeah,
dude, do you remember? Okay, this goes way back, but do you remember him? Like he was like, he kickflipped a gap with a striped shirt on at the Powell warehouse, and it was like. I remember us just going, dude, how big's that gap? And like, dude, that guy looks so fucking cool. And we always loved Frankie. And then like his board with the bulldog on it.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite fucking boards.
Oh, yeah.
When I started getting bored, okay, getting sponsored by Powell, you got boxes, dude. Like 10 boards. Like, what the fuck? How am I going to do 10 boards? Like, I ride these things till they're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Always hook your friends up. But That board, it was like Lance Mountain's board, Frankie Hill's, Bucky, of course. It was right. Rad to get like these, you know, I want that board, I want that board, I want that board. Thank you, Todd Hastings, Jim Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you a collector? Did you hold on to stuff?
Dude, I'm a, oh no. Oh, God. My mother.
She threw away my baseball cards and my skin.
No, she gave a bunch of, I had a fucking sticker collection.
Ooh. I did too.
It's all good. Oh, man.
I know. But, I started another one. I have my second version.
You do?
Yeah, but all my good old ones are gone. But now
what's your favorite one you got right now?
I got a few. I like, dude, to be honest, the Julian Needle one is really rad.
Yeah.
I love that one. I somehow got that. I had it on my first version, and I got some old classic ones on the second one, but yeah, some of the early Dogtowns. I got like a Dressin' Dogtown and an Aaron Murray, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, you don't have any?
No, I got a few things that I've saved. I mean, not the ones I want. Do you know what sucks? But it's funny. My dad would like grab my, you know, whatever shirts I had around or whatever. He cut the fucking sleeves off. That's how my dad rolled, right? And he did it to a Jason Lee shirt, the one with the embroidered hamburger.
Oh, yep.
And the indie team one.
Oh.
The one with the four and it says team. Yeah. That was my favorite shirt because Mark is always doing that.
Yeah.
He cut the sleeves off. I was like, no.
Well, now you got to just cut the whole thing off and make a quilt with just the front.
I know, right?
That's what
they're gone. I don't even know where they're at, but like, this is funny. There's so much stuff I had that I don't have anymore. I wish I had. I wonder. Do you know Nick Halkey is?
No.
He's got the skateboard museum or whatever in Florida.
Oh, in Florida?
Yeah.
No, I know the dude. in California, but I don't know that.
Okay.
He's got everything.
Fucker's got everything.
Like, maybe I should hit him up because I got a storage unit I'm trying to reduce, and I got some cool stuff that I want to get rid of at a
rate. I want 10%.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Cranny's got a guy just south of the border if you drive down.
Perfect.
Yeah. Can we give me one good Neil Blender story?
Shit, just playing music with him, dude.
Yeah, right.
Well, cause like I would go and play with him and Steve Clare a lot.
You usually play bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was in Dwayne's band.
Right.
Which was odd.
Not the U.S. Bombs. It was Dwayne, the other one.
Dwayne Pierce Gunfight.
Right.
Gunfight.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a long one. Year of my life doing that.
I remember you guys broke down on your way to the Parkside.
San Francisco.
Yep. Somebody had to go pick you guys up, I think.
Had to pick us up, all of our fucking equipment, get there, set up, go out shitting. And was it Tim Armstrong was there?
Uh-huh.
Thebo. Because we were playing with the Anti-Nora League.
Right.
Jim bought Mark Gonzalez an Anti-Nora League shirt, and I didn't know this. And, Jim goes, that's Mark's favorite band.
No way.
Swear. That's what Jim, I mean, cross-check it, like I swear.
Huh.
And yeah. And remember Mark, you know, Mark sends you little weird things, you know.
Yeah, postcards or drawings.
Oh, God, I've just gotten some rad ones.
Lucky.
But I know. I save them all. I love it. But yeah. He sent me a video one time with Anti-Nora. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Huh. What was touring with Dwayne like? What was fucking? You guys played the what's it called? Not the S Festival. What's that thing Vans did? There's like a little festival.
No, the X Games. No, the
Warp Tour.
Warp Tour. Yeah. The three of them.
What's that like? You guys get pretty good drawings.
Yeah,
stuff.
Didn't I call? I called you, didn't I?
Yeah, I came out to the one under the Bay Bridge.
The Bay Bridge, man. Wow, what a. I was so strange.
Up on stage, like before and after some pretty good bands.
You know what's so funny? I'm usually wearing like different clothes and stuff. But I wore a Thrasher shirt and
yeah,
I think a whatever. But Dwayne's like, "What are you doing? You don't have your stage gear on." I'm like, "Okay." Getting yelled at. You had to have these attires.
He wanted you to wear a certain outfit for playing.
But I was like, fuck that, man. I'm in San Francisco, wear a dress shirt.
One of my favorite quotes is Caballero in some video. He's like, "Does it look like I'm skateboarding? If I was skateboarding, I'd be wearing skate shoes."
Because he was wearing Doc Martens.
He was wearing Docs, and so it was vibing him. He's like, "Nah."
I totally remember that. That's the best one.
Yeah. Oh man. Let's put on. You got a good Dwayne song that we could put on right now, real quick.
You know what? Play for Dwayne. Play the band Chelsea.
Oh, okay. Here it is, Chelsea, for you, Dwayne. We'll be right back. Can we talk a little bit about the Pappas documentary?
Yeah.
You were in it.
Yes, no.
I got one question for you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Do you think that he was about to do the 900 before Tony Hawk? It sounded like a conspiracy theory was brewing on this whole mission.
You know what? That's a weird one, right?
That's a real weird one.
Because, all right, Danny Way, I mean,
yeah,
you know, and I know he touched down, probably didn't ride away, but that's fucking gnarly as fucking hell. And right. Then the timing of that, like, if, I don't know, why would they, like, not let Toss keep going? I don't know. Because, dude, he had that motherfucker. I was at Encinitas at the thing watching him and at the Plan B ramp. Like, you know, I rolled around those guys for a while.
Sure.
I've seen him get so fucking, it's like, oh my God, how did you not make that?
Huh.
And, yeah, I've seen it.
Damn. R.I.P. his bro.
Yeah.
God damn it. I was at... I think that was one of the heaviest documentaries I've ever seen.
Because, yeah, like,
that was heavy.
I still remember, I'm at Hensley's bar when Matt had that bar.
Yeah.
And who was it? It was Swift or somebody. It's like, did you hear about Ben? I'm like, Ben who? I'm like, Pappas. I'm like, what about him? I'm like, oh, they found him, like, dead. The thing. I was like, those guys just, they lived with us. Like, I used to live with Danny Way.
Yeah.
And Ken Block.
Oh, and, wow.
Oh, yeah. And then we rented the room out to the fucking Pappas brothers, dude, twice. Oh, man. I went inside, I'm like, hearing all this fucking chaos and shit. I come in, and Toss is fucking beating Ben in the head with a fucking Indy truck.
Holy
swear to God. And I had a... Don't ever break up a brother fight, especially if they're Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They came after me. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But Ben, oh, man, that was a hard one.
Fuck. We've had a lot of hard ones. Fucking.
Oh, God.
It's insane, man. It's just insane.
Yeah, I'm on the Ramona ramp right now, and Grosso had a big part of this. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was weird this year on so many levels, obviously with the COVID and all this shit that's gone on, but that one fucking sparked it kind of. It was like right first week of COVID, boom. You're like, what?
I just got hip surgery. Get that, like, oh, man. It tore my heart out.
Yeah. What else? What have you been doing down there? You guys are working on a Caballero's car?
I was in Florida and some things happened. And I had to get out of there for a little bit. And Jake's like, fuck, dude. Come and help me with some working on some cars. I haven't done it in a while, so.
Right.
There I am.
Nice. What's this Project Blue Beam I'm hearing about?
Oh, stop. How'd you know about that?
I just read about it on the interweb.
Oh, really? You wanna go there?
Is that a top secret?
No, it's not top secret. It's just...
I don't know what it
is. It's a long thing to explain.
Okay.
Look it up.
What's your favorite part about wet sanding cars?
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Walking away from that thing. Jesus.
Where's the best place to sleep at Doomies?
You guys are fucking sending this, aren't you? Fuckers. You're fucking me, man.
They're zapping me right now. They just said to ask you what your favorite Frank Zappa song is.
Oh my God. Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown?
Mm-hmm. Or wait, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern light commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye,
watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Okay, me and some friends have been arguing, or not even arguing, but just discussing for a long time. Across the pond, there's many great bands in the history of life. But in the U.S., what's the greatest American rock band of all time? Like, and it can't be Jimi Hendrix. Like, it has to be a band, you know? It can't be like
Velvet Tom Underground.
Paul. Velvet Underground?
And Iggy Pop? Fuck.
Stooges?
Yeah, the Stooges, yeah. MC5? Fuck, man. That's a good one. There's too many.
Yeah.
The Ramones?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Well, yeah, here's my claim, right? I was saying Van Halen, but then someone said,
that's a good one.
But someone said Sammy Hagar ruined it. And I was like, you can't just take the David Lee era. They're like, nope, the whole band got ruined when Sammy got it there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, MC5's in there, fucking Ramones, Devo.
Of course, Devo. See,
It's a tough one.
Okay, wait. It's like a trick question. Rock and roll?
Yeah.
Like rock and roll? Chuck Berry?
Chuck Berry, but it's not a band. That's a one dude. Because I would say Jimi Hendrix maybe, but it's like a one, like Bob Dylan, that's one dude. Has to be a band.
There's a band behind him.
Yeah, but it's not. I guess their stipulation is, has to be. Yeah. Mm-mm. It gets, there's few rules.
Wait. Parliament. Yeah. Funkadelic.
Okay.
That's the best fucking band ever.
There we go. All right. That's actually a new addition to our discussion.
Okay.
I think Tim Kerr from Big Boys.
Oh, yeah.
He said Sly and the Family Stone. That was his. It's a good one. Yeah.
That's beyond good. Goddamn. That's not like,
yeah.
I can't think right now.
It's an endless discussion. In a week, you'll have two different ideas. You know what I mean?
We play this game called DJ Wars, where you got your phone and, you know, you're connected or whatever.
Okay.
You gotta play a song, right? Like, let's say, like, you play "Beautiful World" by Devo.
Right.
You gotta top that song with something else, and it can be anything, right? You could play like rap or country, because it'd be like, okay, play Devo, blah blah. all right, I'll play Johnny Cash. That kind of trumps
Who decides if it tops it?
You kind of go, yes, Johnny Cash. You know what I mean? TiVo, okay. So you kind of like, you know, you could go all the way down to like, you know, the Beatles and Rolling Stones or,
Yeah.
It's a funny game to play because you gotta fuck that guy's shit up because then you could go like, all right, I'm playing the Wu-Tang Clan. You know what I mean? Like, totally take it off to the other side. Like, all right.
Get Jake Brown in on that one.
Oh my God, that song he plays. Rude Boy. Rude Boy.
Hey, how's that dice game though?
So fun.
Dude, he's got it all like fucking Parker Brothers. It's all the box and everything. It's all legit. I know,
he's got it ready to go. I hope it works out.
I do too. I was hyped and he's got a lot of passion behind it. Like he's fired up for it. So Jason Jesse told me one time Jake Brown's name came up and Jason's like, that motherfucker knows Oprah.
Yes.
He's like, he was on Oprah. He was on Bill King. Like,
yes, that rules.
So good.
Jason, say hi to Jason for me.
Absolutely. You been given any tattoos?
Yeah, I had to step away from it for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It was weird. I don't want to explain. I just had to step away from everything for a hot second.
Okay. That's in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever been to Hawaii?
To change planes, that's it.
Oh, really? Because my friend, maybe your friend Chris Sen, he's out there and he's given tattoos with Adam McNatt.
Yep.
They got a shop together.
I know. We talk to each other.
Oh, okay, sick.
On the interweb.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dude, I want to. Yeah, Chris is the best. Like, he's got, if you ever go to the Big Island, he's got you. He's got whatever you want to do. He'll tell you where to. Like, he's got it.
Okay.
Down.
Yeah, he's invited me.
Yeah,
he's like, so, dude, get out here. Let's go. Dude, you know, this, that.
You'll love it. It's the most relaxing, best place, I think. I don't know. I love it there.
Well, yeah, I want to go there. Like, that'd be awesome. Where's he at?
He's in Kona, Big Island.
Okay.
It's the one with the volcano, too. Like, me and my chick went out there and saw the volcano erupting into the ocean.
No way.
It was like life hammer shit. Like, you're just like, what the fuck?
It's still doing
it.
Fuck?
Does it occasionally, not always, but the timing was right when we were out there and we took like a.
Dude, like that must have been amazing. Hike.
Oh, dude, it's insane. It's pitch black. What's it smell like? And it's just like.
But what does it smell like?
Kind of like sulfur, like a little, like, you know, like salt water in the bay and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Kind of like that, like the gas. It's gaseous, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So I always wondered what that smelled like.
Dude, it's like, I looked at her, she looked at me, and we were just like, maybe the best moment of our life right now.
You surf at all?
I try, but I don't know. I can't really. I haven't gone out enough times to like.
Okay.
Like, I had the bug almost, and then I kind of hurt my shoulder, and I was like, eh. But
oh, man.
I want to.
I've been surfing since I was 11, so, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Just one of the main reasons I moved to San Diego is I wanted to surf. So, guys, every morning I got up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, get a coffee, go check the waves. They're good. Jump right out there, and then, you know, I didn't have to be to work. You know, it was tattooing and stuff until 12. So it's like, all right.
Where do you go there? In Encinitas or San Onofre?
Oceanside.
Oceanside. It's good surf there?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Yep. All the guys from Oceanside, they'll know. The Rock, Oceanside Boulevard, the pier, and then the harbor.
Is it a good place to learn?
No.
Okay. I need a good place to learn and then go fucking just post up.
Sunset Cliffs, big rolling waves. Sunset Cliffs is red.
Okay.
Neil will tell you.
Break it down. Florida versus California, the good and bad of both.
California has the culture that we follow. Started here.
Right.
For me, it's like when it includes cars and skateboarding, some of the clothes and some stuff I wear, like it's California. Go back to Florida. It has skateboarding. It has surfing and stuff, but it's just different. It's just, it's hard to explain, man. It's like,
what about weather?
Oh God, this is it. I'm in beautiful California.
Yeah.
I mean, the air temperature is great. My mom, but in Florida, I always tell people, man, come during the winter. Summer sucks. You go to the winter, it's the same weather here in Florida.
Winter's the best time.
Yeah, but there's no storms. It's fucking beautiful all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then when we get into the storm areas, like when it gets hot.
And what's your Hawaii? What's your, like, East Coast Hawaii? Like, is it, what's it called? Turks and Caicos or, like, the Caymans? Or, like, where's the island on the East Coast that's, like, kind of like California has Hawaii? What's the East Coast have? For, like, a destination?
Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah, Puerto Rico, huh? Have you been to Puerto Rico?
I want to go. I have friends there. And there's a break there. Like they told me, like, it hits like 5, 6, 7 foot perfect all the time, right? So it's like, oh my God, I want to go there.
Have you been to the Cranchon?
No. Have you?
No. Maybe in February.
Oh my God.
Dude.
The Cranchon. Such a bastard. I love it.
Damn, I love Cranny. I miss him so much. It's like.
Me too. Dude, the best was when he gave me your number and like, he's like, you have to do it. And like, he was at Jake's house up the road. Yeah, it was so fucking hilarious, man. Like, you know, shit like that. I love that stuff. Like, it was just funny. Man, shit.
Yeah. And now a word from our sponsors, and then we shall be right back.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Hey, real quick, I just want to give a special shout out to Burnside.
Shout out.
I was going to do this whole thing, but you know, you only have 24 hours in a day. You only have 7 days in a week. And all of a sudden, here's another episode. I just want to go out of my way here to tip the cap to you guys that have kept it going and continue to build more, add to it, fight with the city, kick out the goons, keep the BMXers out and the rollerbladers and the graffiti artists and all the people that try to like infiltrate and ruin it. You guys are doing an amazing job, and I hope that all cities around the world can use you as an example, and let's get more spots like that around. Big love.
Hey, yo, what it is, though? It's the boy, Be Legit. San Quentin, Black Sea, Rich Rich. You know what I mean?
Lovers ain't worthy to rock my derby. I keep forgetting to stay the bag in my derby. Lovers ain't worthy to rock my derby.
I'm on the block where the sun up or sun down. A couple pounds in the clip for the 40 round. I hit the town like where's that, what it do? You come through and get a few for the 32. 33, 34, there's still a go. And real niggas know the duffel bag by the dough. You can do the snow, but I'ma do the green. Real niggas on the team like...
I got my gear on, and it looks like we're getting ready to make a huge announcement. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, now entering the podcast is the executive director, Cheryl Amber Camisa. Let's get ready to pick a winner. Oh, hats off to you on that one. You kind of look like Merlin the Magician. Let's put this up over here so people know, and we're going to like, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to like, oh no, they didn't cheat. No. Because I got some familiar names in this fucking thing. And if one of them gets pulled out, they win. But there's a, you know, a lot of people entered, and I want to thank you all. And I want to give thanks to Derby too, because this is really cool. And the winner of the Charcoal Derby from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, turn that thing around, Grant Clarkson! You are the winner and will be receiving a Charcoal Derby in your size as soon as we can mail it out. Thanks to Cheryl. And thank you, Derby of SF. Hopefully we'll be giving away another jacket of a new color wave they do in a few months. Thank you to all you that submitted and played along. We love participation. And congratulations once again to you, Grant Clarkson. You're going to have to send us a photo when you get the jacket and a hashtag @signme, throw me a follower.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First impression with Timothy Donald McKenney.
First impressions of Lance Conklin. I got a good one for you, son of a bitch. No matter where you are, no matter what hotel you're in, shit, it didn't matter if you were in a trav lodge, this fool's coming into your room, not even looking at you. He don't give a fuck who you are. And he's going up to your phone and he's calling chicks in Tampa or whatever the hell. He just get on your phone and start calling people and running up your phone bill. That was his little fun for the trip. He'd go to hotel room to hotel room, probably calling broads in Tampa. Didn't even say hello. Just walked through the door and you knew right where he was going, right to your hotel phone. It was funny as fucking shit. And I'm talking every time. It was his game, fool.
Your plan is you don't really have a plan right now. You're kind of just staying out there and helping Doomy?
No. I came out to help Jake do some things. And then I have stuff going on in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking care of, but like, I'm taking a little hiatus.
Okay.
Yeah.
You playing any music while you're out here?
Dude, I've been playing, they got the drum set up.
It's still set up?
Oh, yeah. Dude. And then, who has it?
The
Cam?
Twin?
You know Cam?
Yeah. Is he okay?
He's good. He's
did he break a rib?
He collapsed his lung.
Dude, he ate shit.
I know, but he collapsed his lung.
Is he?
He's in the hospital. Yeah, I know. He's good now.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he's waiting. Hold on. Oh, my God. He's waiting to skate.
No way.
Huh? Another month. Oh, shit. Another month.
Ooh. I'll tell you this. I don't know what a collapsed lung is like, but I have broken a rib, and it was the worst experience of my life. You can't sneeze. You can't laugh. No. Nothing.
This shit happened to my brother, right? And he had the tube in his lung. When he collapsed his lung, they got to get the liquid out, right? I remember we were talking to Cam on the phone. I go, dude, you can have the weirdest thing in the world. This is what my brother said. So he pulled that tube out. It's like some shit. And he fucking came over. He said the same thing. He's like, dude, that wasn't like, get that thing pulled out. Oh,
oh my God.
No, I can't imagine.
I don't want to. So I told Archer and Noah, I think pretty sure that it's been cleared that the edit from this year's Rumble is going to go up this Saturday.
Okay.
So stoked on that. I got clearance and we're putting it
up. Noah, be stoked.
Yeah, no, I texted those guys.
Okay, cool.
But you've been everyone, I think, or most of them, right? You've been at every Rumble or all?
Almost? I think I haven't. I missed two.
Which one do you look back on as like, fuck yes? The pinup girls.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. But the skateboarding, though, when Lance Mountain did that channel plant, frontside channel plant.
Yep.
Insane. Christian Asoy here.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Dude, he was like, you know how Christian is, man. It's just.
Oh, those, yeah.
That laugh he's got. Like that. Yeah, yeah. But the hype up he has, dude. You could have the worst day in the world, and that guy will make you go, wee! God, Christian's the best. But, like, definitely Christian here and, like, skating. Like, dude, I was like, oh, God, there's one of my heroes right in front of me killing it.
It's amazing.
And him, it's funny because, like, I've known him forever, but, like, it still gets, like, that guy knows me.
So sick. I don't think we've had Mike Frazier out there.
No, Mike's been here.
Yes.
He destroyed this place.
We need Mike out here again. He did the gnarliest out there again. Shit,
dude. Yeah. Mike Frazier did the gnarliest shit here for sure.
He's one of my favorites. He's one of everybody's favorites.
The best is me and Mike Dare got him on Powell. Right. We were telling those guys at that Reno contest, we're like, we got a friend of ours coming out. He rides for Zorlac. He needs a new sponsor. He's sleeping. He'll kill me if I get this wrong. He slept in the bushes the first night. He had nowhere to sleep. He sleeps in the bushes, ends up at the contest, skates his ass off. And I think that we didn't know he was sleeping in the bushes. You know, because we are the contest. That's her boy from fucking Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have been like, get the fucking in a hotel. But, yeah, dude, Fraser's gnarly.
He's so sick.
If you ever interview him, write this one down. Just ask him about Coca-Cola's, the leader Cokes, the big ones. Ask him about that. Dude, fucking bet Coca-Cola's.
You would bet 2 liters of Coke?
On tricks.
Oh shit!
Okay. You gotta buy me a 2 liter if I fucking make this. That guy.
Oh my god!
Surprise! Like Coca-Cola doesn't sponsor that motherfucker.
All right. We're coming to the gnarliest thing you've ever seen live in person.
The gnarliest thing I've ever seen in person. That's a weird question.
Yeah.
Because there's.
I'll give you a hint.
Well, there's like.
Strubing said Brian Schaefer on the loop.
Oh, you're talking about skateboarding.
We're just talking in general. Could be anything.
Well, because I've seen death in front of me.
Oh. You seen people get shot?
No, I found a friend of mine who committed suicide, and it's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably the hardest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I think you know the story.
Yeah, the one with Cranny. God damn. Yeah, no.
I was the one that ran up and I thought it was a noise, and I'm the one who, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe let's make it more specific to you on the skateboard.
The gnarliest thing I've ever seen on a skateboard. Oh, I got it. I'm skating with Guy, Rudy. I think, Jordan Richter was there. We're skating this place up in L.A., whatever. I'm with Ray Barbie, right? So Ray would be like, hey, let's call up Jason Lee or Mark, see what they're doing. Yeah, I swear, this is my life for a while. It was insane. I look back at it, I'm like, oh, my God. But so Ray calls up Jason. I don't think Jason was there, though. Oh, they're skating some place. So I end up over there, and there's Guy, Rudy, and Jordan, Mark. And Guy goes, hey, Mark, show Lance a new trick. I'm like, new trick? Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, what do you got? Does a nosebleed slide right in front of me. First time, I'm like, that is not possible. what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Marge is that. And then, like, months go by, whatever. And then there's a POW contest where they show the blind video. They premiered it at the
video days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sitting there watching that shit. And like, that's what Mark was doing, you know, because at the contest, Mark was doing nose massage. And like, no one, Mark was doing it. Oh, God. Doesn't make sense. But yeah, I saw Mark do nose massage like months
before any. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And then, you know, the rumor mill, like, people, like, back then, they just had regular phones and stuff. And then right. We started hearing Henry Sanchez did it impossible to nose blunt slide. And we're like, no. What is the sorcery? But, we hear Henry Sanchez is it. And then me and my brother and Bo were, like, doing it into the grass. And, like, I'm fucking, like, who did it? I think it might have been my brother or Bo or maybe me. I don't know. One of us did one. We're like, fucking anything's possible. Fuck, we did it, like, you know, a little, yeah, it's cool.
What do you think was one of the most influential videos for you?
Bones Brigade video show.
The video show?
Yeah, the first one.
I think that was the first video I saw, maybe.
Dude, Lance Mountain made skateboarding the best. And then you got Cab. Just...
Right.
You want to skate like, you know, and Tony Hawk doing the most fucked up things in the world.
Right.
Do the finger flip and that backside ollie. That's a manly backside ollie, dude. Even though he's all skinny and whatever, but like.
Did you spend much time with Stacy when you were on PAL?
Yeah, he'd be around a lot.
Did he?
We would go to his office. We would go to his office in L.A. and I fucking forget where it was, but like Stesic would be there. I love Craig Stesic.
Me that too.
Fucking rules.
Yeah, I love Stesic.
He's awesome. I've had some good times with that guy. Oh man, he rules. Yeah, he rips. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a true artist.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to spend a lot of time at the Mag, so I got to know him pretty well.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. And yeah. He's such an interesting person to talk to. He's very approachable.
Yeah, he's kind of like the old, the Hunter S. Thompson kilt. Like, him and Fausto would just get in a car and go on a road trip and just brainstorm. That's what
Fausto, man. I miss Fausto, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was. I used to love talking to that guy. He's like,
he'd love to come down and fucking meet Doomy and see what you guys. The car shit. He was.
No, I know the car stuff. I used to talk to him about it because he wanted Danny Way to do some racing shit.
Yeah, way for Track Magic. Ago. Yep. I did the Track Magic website, so I got to go up and test those little carts. So sick.
Really?
Yeah.
How fast do they go?
I think they go over 100, maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Like but, I didn't go that fast, but I think they can.
No, they can.
Yeah.
It's Formula One.
It's three stages before.
Right, I think. But that's what...
Yeah, you're working on your way.
The goal is your Formula One. Yeah.
There was a dude named Mamo Gidley that rode for Fausto that eventually made it, I think, to the Indy 500.
No shit?
Yeah.
So sick. I love it.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking hell. I don't know. Is there anything else that we should touch base on?
I just want to say what's up to my family in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And then all my homies. And Skate Park in Tampa, Ryan, and I don't know what I'll say. It's just fucking, skateboarding it's a strange thing that, like, how it's taken us around the fucking world like 1,000 times, right?
Yeah.
And then our friends that are gone, like P-Stone and
yeah,
Grosso.
I was tripping on this the other night, so because I've been doing a lot of reflecting, accidentally and on purpose. But one of the things I came up with, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this is in my thoughts, was like, where else besides skateboarding do you, like, I know at least 20 to 30 people really well that I've known for more than 20 years.
Sure.
Like, I feel like we have these relationships that maybe other people in normal life don't have.
Is that like the punk rock thing?
Like when I was in Ramona, right? I'm in Ramona. Yeah. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Navarette, who I've known for 20 plus years. Real right. good friends. I leave there. I go to Escondido and I hang out with Drohobel. I'm not trying to drop, like, I'm a name dropper.
No.
Like, I've known Drohobel for like 30 years. And so right. like, I get home and I got a group of friends I've known 20, and I'm thinking, like, that's not normal. I don't think like regular people have relationships with as many people as we do for this long of a period. Like, we're a passionate group that grew together.
Maybe it's the magic of it.
No, I think it is the magic of it.
Because I look at skateboarding, there's sometimes things that are done are almost magical. Like, the skill involved to do some of the shit.
Yeah.
Like the that's fearlessness. Like, there's certain tricks I've seen lately. Like, I'm just like, that takes some balls, man. Holy crap.
Hey, last week I went to Wallenberg.
Oh, God.
And I filmed Brandon Turner. And he
landed, Turner?
He landed his ender for the fucking Skate Mafia video. And it was hard. Let me just give you a hint. It was hard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, do you have a ramp to get into it?
Yeah. But it's fucking big. And
no. No, yeah. I tried all it with Markovich back in the day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I've been there. God, there's that photo of me and Thrasher, like, holding a beer.
Oh, did you go after the Back to the City contest? Yeah. We went there, and Markovich, I think, tried to back 180 it. Maybe. Tried to kickflip it. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Tried to kickflip it. And I was there with him, and I'm like, that length, dude. And it's not, that length is like low, it's not high.
Yeah.
You can, oh, I can make that. No, it's long.
Right.
It's long.
It's and long.
Like, that's what it is. Like, you got to, you're all in a gap. You're not jumping down.
No.
You're all in a gap.
Yeah.
And that's a way different fucking thing. And that,
right.
So let's say, like, Mark, there was no ramp when he fucking all in front, I grabbed it. What
and
the
he
fuck?
Came in through the gate. Frank didn't have a gap when he kickflipped it. I mean, a ramp when he kickflipped it either. Gerwer.
Oh, that's right. Gerwer.
Yeah.
Dude, that's probably one of the best things I've ever seen, too. King I love Frank.
Me. I know.
Yo, Frank.
Frankie. Love you, brother. Best. Yeah.
He's the best. Love that guy.
Whew. Well, dude, I'm stoked that we made this work out.
Sure. I'm fucking way stoked. I'm on top of the ramp. Wait. Let me give you a little view.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on top of the ramp. Oh, shit. Look at this fucking guy right here.
Who we got? Who we got? Flappy's Garage. What up?
Biggest. That would be Biggest.
Yeah.
We got Noah over there in the corner.
Hey, if we can make this happen with you, maybe in a week or two, we can make it happen again with Jake.
He will not do it.
He won't, huh? Not even to promote his game?
No.
He doesn't
need to promote himself.
God damn it.
He's behind the scenes. And he
I know.
That.
I no, love Jake.
I know. He's so fucking great.
We always end it on a song. And it can be any song you want. If you're fucking going in to put your favorite record on, or if you're in the bar with a jukebox, like, what song do you want to... Or something that could describe your fucking feelings right now, brother.
For my buddy, who is not here right now. Let's do Peter Tosh, Reggae Myelitis.
All right. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, thank you so much.
Schmitty, fucking love you, brother.
Love you too. Take care.
God, it's so good to talk to you, man. Tell you later what's up too. Like, everything's good.
Yeah.
Your family good? Everybody?
Yeah, you know, San Francisco is a little crazy. It's way different than down there, but...
Your family okay?
Yeah, my mom and dad. I just had breakfast with my dad, and he's fucking... He's kind of like we are. He's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if this... Like, I'm being respectful, sure. But it's not in my head. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think that's the key. Like, let's be respectful. Let's not be dickheads to other people. But like, right. Let's not like dive into the drama of losing our minds over it.
That's I follow shit like very closely, and I don't like how people. I don't care who they're both fucktards. Any of them. But guess what? I'm not gonna get fucking weird if like you like this person or that person. You what? That rich guy or that white rich guy? Both of them doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
People are getting that mad at shit and at COVID. Like, look at everything that's happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I see right through it. And I'm just like, oh God, can't believe this is happening. Like, yeah. I thought it'd be something different than this.
I'm going along for the ride. Whatever fucking they
do. Don't go along for the ride.
Don't go along for the ride?
No.
Well, I'm not going to stop living. That's what I mean. You know what I mean?
Well, of course not.
Yeah, so. But I did wake up this morning. I went to the doctor, and he told me it was a reggae myelitis.
Best song ever. That's from my buddy. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, Lance. I'll talk to you soon. Tell them.
Love you, brother.
Boys, thank you for helping us with this.
Yeah, but thank you. See you later.
Later.
Woke up this morning with a funny, funny feeling. That feeling was an unusual feeling. In my bones, yeah. It's in my blood. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at TalkingSchmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at TalkingSchmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa. This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.